Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried-and-true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Today's five-star review comes from 1_KC1. Their review is titled, Hypnotherapy for My Keynote, and it reads, I'm not a big review writer, but tonight I felt I would be remiss if I did not take 3 minutes to celebrate the care and detail Chalene and Brock put into the public speaking series. I'm good at many things, but memorizing content is not one of them. I've listened to each episode twice and took notes. I'm eternally grateful because as I prepare for my first 2020 keynote, I feel more comfortable. I'm getting bigger speaking gigs now, and there's a lot of pressure on me to perform. It's like Chalene just gave me my keynote process hypnotherapy. I was an amazing speaker before listening, but now I'm ready to be totally freaking awesome. Thank you. Thank you, 1KC1. You are awesome.
Welcome to Build Your Tribe. I'm Chalene Johnson.
And my name is Brock Johnson.
And we know your time is valuable. So every Tuesday, we release an episode loaded with quick tips designed to get you in and get you out. All right, Brock, take it away.
Hey, what's up? And welcome to another Quick Tip Tuesday episode of the Build Your Tribe podcast. Today's episode is going to be talking about Instagram engagement. It's definitely the number one concern that people are bringing to me on Instagram right now. Brock, how do I get my engagement up? My engagement rates are low. How can I increase my engagement, get more comments, get more DMs? How can I get my followers to actually engage with my posts? One thing, and you might not like to hear this, one thing that I like to say about this topic is that we should ask ourselves much more regularly, what can I do for my followers rather than what can my followers do for me? So along those same lines, I think this episode, this Quick Tip Tuesday, is actually very important because we're going to be talking about who you should be engaging with. And this matters more than just this matters on like a meta sense or like a be a good person sense. This actually matters for the Instagram algorithm. The algorithm, we'll talk about it more later, but it really prioritizes relationships and who is having mutually engaging conversations. So with that in mind, let's get into this Quick Tip Tuesday episode talking about who and what kind of engagement you should be doing on Instagram. And actually, before we even dive in, I should say that the idea for this episode came from a direct message that I got on Instagram. So yes, your direct messages, your comments really do matter. They do have value to me. I screenshot them, I write them down, and right now you're literally listening to an episode that came from an idea or a question that a fellow listener proposed. So if there's anything you're thinking, if there's a question you're having, a struggle you're going through relating to Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, or just general social media marketing or online entrepreneurship, please, please, I beg you to shoot me a DM on Instagram, shoot my mom a DM. Again, my Instagram handle is Brock11Johnson. Shoot me a DM. I need constantly new ideas, and I'm always searching for what you want answered next. So I do really appreciate anytime I get a question on Instagram. And today's episode is directly coming from a DM on Instagram. So let's get into the actual lesson. Intentionality is important. In the month of January, I really tried to put this into practice by limiting my screen time. My goal was to limit my screen time to 1 hour or less per day. Most days I wasn't successful in hitting that mark, but most days I was successful in at least being more intentional on my phone and way more intentional with my use of Instagram. And part of that was cutting back who I engaged with. If you're using Instagram less or using it more intentionally, you're probably not going to be able to engage with 1,000 different accounts on a daily basis. But what you are going to be able to do is to be able to engage more effectively, and that will move the needle in your business, and you're not going to spend as much time on Instagram. You're going to be able to get a lot more bang for your buck, so to speak, with your Instagram engagement. So let's start. How much should you engage with other accounts on Instagram? My first tip is specifically about time and how much time you should spend each day engaging with other accounts on Instagram. I recommend 30 minutes of engagement per day. This might seem like a ton for you. This might seem like way less than what you're currently doing, but I recommend 30 minutes of intentional engagement. That doesn't mean just scrolling through posts the way we do for hours on TikTok, but actually engaging with a purpose, using Instagram in a way that's going to equate to more followers and more conversions, more engagement ourselves. So 30 minutes per day, and I recommend breaking that up in one of two ways. You can either do 3 10-minute segments or 6 5-minute segments. There's pros and cons to both, and I don't want to get too far into that, but for 30 minutes a day, break it up and make them bite-sized chunks so you're not just sitting there for 30 minutes on Instagram, 30 minutes per day of engagement with other accounts. Next, who should you be engaging with? I recommend making a list of 10 accounts, 10 specific accounts. You can write this down. You can put this in your notes app. 10 specific accounts who have your ideal following. That means that they have more followers than you and their followers are in your target niche. It also probably means that their followers are engaged. So if your ideal following is, let's say, 20,000 followers and you're in the fitness industry, let's also make sure that those 20,000 followers are engaged. So this person is getting a good amount of likes and a good amount of comments on their photos. And by a good amount of likes and comments, I just mean, if they have 20,000 followers, they shouldn't be getting like 10 or 15 likes. Ideally, it would be somewhere in the 10 to 20% range. So if they have 20,000 followers, they should be getting about 2,000 likes or so on their posts. If they're getting the same engagement rates you are and they have way more followers, chances are that's not your ideal following because those followers are just not engaged. So make your list of 10. For me, some of those people might be someone like my mom, someone like Sean Cannell, someone like Pat Flynn, maybe even Gary Vee, people who have more followers than me. They have engaged followers and their followers are in my target niche. So make that list of 10 people. And then once you have that list, what should we do with that list? I recommend turning on post notifications for those people, for those 10 accounts. Turn on post notifications, and that way, whenever those people post on Instagram, you will be notified. That way, you can intentionally engage with them and you won't miss a post. If you have post notifications turned on, then whenever you open the Instagram app, it's more likely that you'll be shown their posts because you have literally told Instagram, I want to see these people's posts. So turn on post notifications for those 10 accounts. So that when you're doing your 30 minutes of thoughtful engagement, you can make sure you're engaging with those posts. And more specifically than just engaging with those posts or engaging with those 10 people, you should also be engaging with the people who have already commented on their posts. So for example, if my mom posted about an hour ago, I might go into the comments section below her post and respond to some people who have engaged with her post. Those people are following her and they're highly engaged. They're not just on Instagram. They're not just liking her posts. They're actually commenting. These are the ideal followers who we want. So I'll go under her post and I'll start engaging with some of them. I'll start some conversations in the comments below posts. She likes it because it's just more comments on her account. And I like it because I am now getting to build some relationships with people who could be new potential followers in the future. So that's your 30 minutes of intentional engagement a day. You should be engaging with those 10 accounts, the accounts that have your ideal following. You should be engaging with those accounts and with the people who follow those accounts. And that should be, again, 30 minutes a day, either in 10-minute segments or in 6 5-minute segments. The other kind of engagement that you should be doing on Instagram that's very important is kind of a way to hack the algorithm a little bit. And that is, before and after posting, you should be engaging thoughtfully for 15 minutes. So this can be either with whatever posts are showing up on your feed right then and there. That can be with some people who are following you, like some people who you want to be engaging with your posts. Or it can be engaging with some people on the list that we made before. For the 15 minutes before you post and the 15 minutes after posting, you should show Instagram, you should show the algorithm that you're active. You should show them that you're engaging with other people, and then those people will be more likely to be shown your post. I told you I'd talk about the algorithm later, and recently we have learned from Instagram that they really prioritize what they call relationships in the algorithm. So the machine learning, the algorithm that Instagram has is constantly picking up on who they think has a relationship with whom, who's DMing each other, who's commenting on each other's posts, who is searching for each other on Instagram, and they have an idea of who has relationships with whom. So in those 15 minutes before and after posting, it's important that you bump up your engagement, aka in the algorithm's eyes, bump up the number of relationships you have, and then those people are more likely to see your posts. So before and after posting on Instagram to your feed, you should be engaging with other people on the platform. So altogether, on a day you would post, you would be on Instagram for a total of 1 hour in that day. Yes, that may seem like a lot. That may seem like more than you are currently doing. But if we're really trying to be intentional and build our business by growing our Instagram following, then this is part of our work. This is part of our 9-to-5. This is part of our daily tasks as an entrepreneur. On other days where you're not posting on Instagram, you're only engaging for about 30 minutes a day in 3 10-minute segments. That could be like 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the middle of the day, 10 minutes in the evening. And there you go. You have your engagement thoughtfully done for the day. These tips should help you grow your Instagram following and help you get more engagement on Instagram. And until next time, happy networking and keep storytelling.
I want to share with you an opportunity to work with myself and my husband, Brett. As you know, if you are a regular listener of The Chalene Show or you follow me on social media, like, family is central to everything that I do. It's how I have lived my life. It's how I've built my career, how we've kept our marriage together. That's been our central focus. It's one of the reasons why I created a journal that would help me to align my life in such a way that I could accomplish all the things that I wanted to do, things that made me feel purpose-driven, made us feel purpose-driven, allowed us to build our business, to do so in such a way that we were able to honor our family. And we've heard from so many of you that you struggle in that area. And that's why we are offering a coaching program that isn't for everybody. Brett and I have decided we want to work with those of you who are go-getters. This doesn't necessarily mean you're a business owner. It means that you have things you want to accomplish. You have goals that you want to master. You want to do something more, but at the same time, you struggle with how to balance that with family. So we're doing something called Push Goal Coaching. You can learn more about it by going to pushgoalcoaching.com. I can't promise you, based on the time or when you're listening to this, that it will be available. We're going to do 30-day coaching sessions. It is a new adventure for us. We've been doing this privately for years, but it's something we realize there's a need for others, something we wanted to make very affordable because this is, we believe, our purpose. We believe we've really figured out a way to do it, and we want to help others by sharing our systems, by sharing how we were able and continue to this day, honor our family and still master our goals, but do so with family in mind. So if that's you, if you are a family-oriented person and you're also interested in goal setting and goal mastery, if you're planning on starting a family and you want to know how to set yourself up for success now, this is for you. We've priced it affordably, under $200 for 30 days of virtual coaching with myself and my husband. To learn more, please go to pushgoalcoaching.com.